Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
23-year-old Irina Zaruchka stabbed to death thanks to Democrat policies that have doubled the homicide rate in Charlotte in the last 6 years. Doubled the homicide rate. But it turns out, she's just one of many. Vi Lyles, the mayor, tried to excuse it away. Well, it's just, you know, it's just one case and, you know, it's being extrapolated. No. Thanks to Democrat policies, that city, has been ruled by a Democrat mayor for 16 years. 35 people have been murdered. 35 people have been murdered just at the transit center. Let me let that just sink that in. 35 people just at the transit. The transit center is at the center of the light rail line. And buses run in under there, too. It's in downtown Charlotte. Do not ever go to downtown Charlotte. How do we get here? Well, NGOs, liberal NGOs, using your tax dollars, federal tax dollars, were running programs and paying the city to help release inmates early from the jails and the prisons. This is what Democrats do. They want, they believe. You just heard in the last segment, Rashida Tlaib screaming, fascist, 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 over D.C. Why? Because she wants 15 and 16-year-old violent criminals rounded up by Donald Trump, who no one else will arrest, who have committed crime after crime after crime after crime. She wants them on the street. And if you don't want them on the street, too, you're a fascist. Gotta leave that clip. Lunatic. Since 2015, 10 years, 1,000 aggravated assaults. So that means somebody was hurt. 35 homicides and 500 weapons law violation arrests at the Uptown Transit Center. Just the transit center, y'all. Just the these Democrats, they ever get enough national power with a big enough voting block, we're going to all live this way. We are going to, this is the fight of our time. And when they kill you, when their voters kill you, and they will, what will their reaction be? Jasmine Crockett, in Congress, Democrat, talking about something called the Kayla Hamilton Act. All the Kayla Hamilton Act does is vet illegals under the age of 18, the same way the adults are vetted. Do you have crime convictions or charges in your own country? Are you wanted by Interpol? Are you a known MS-13 gang member? Check, check, check for all three for Kayla Hamilton's killer. Had we had to do a check during the Biden administration when he was let in, she might not be dead. Now listen to Jasmine Crockett rail against a law that simply says we're going to check. And by the way, what her killer did was claim to be underage, so he'd be released. He wasn't. He claimed he was 17. He was 21. He was an MS-13 gang member who was wanted on drug and violence charges back in his home country. When they let him go, thinking he'd eventually vote Democrat, instead he strangled her with a phone cord as she begged for her life. She did manage to call 911. The whole thing was recorded on tape. Now that moves people. That hurts my heart as a mother. She was only 18. Here's Jasmine Crockett. I want you to hear this because this is how Democrats think about crime victims, and most especially victims of illegal immigrant crime.
You take a situation and then you exploit what has happened to not only that person, but you exploit those families and you make it a game. Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Kayla Hamilton's name's on the act because her mom wanted to memorialize her that way. This is how they think.
Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Can you imagine how that would hurt your heart as a mom? That level of just psychopathic callousness. And by the way, Jasmine McCarthy, this is how Democrats talk behind closed doors. It is. She's just not smart enough to figure out she can't do it in public. Yet. Here's Kayla Hamilton's mom this morning on Fox News. I feel so bad for this poor woman.
I was really furious because you just don't call a victim of a crime just a random dead person. No victim should be referred as a random dead person. Nope. We were there. I mean, they were there discussing her bill. And what she said was really nasty. And it came across as racist.
Yeah. And hateful. Again, what is the rule? It was the same thing with Irina Zarudzka. Even if you are one of their voters, you are a woman and you die violently at the hands of one of the criminals or illegal immigrants they let out, your punishment for embarrassing the party is always cancellation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And scorn.
Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Here's Sheriff Jeff Galler from Hartford County. He was the one who had to go to the trailer, he and his, you know, his men, and deal with the body, the investigation of Kayla Hamilton, who isn't a dead random person, but was a human being.
I mean, that breaks the heart, my heart, to see Tammy on here talking about Kayla's life. Kayla was important. You know, her life mattered. And for Congressman Crockett to be so dismissive, so insensitive to a crime victim, any crime victim, it just speaks to the character of who we're electing from some jurisdictions around this country. That is pathetic is the best word I have for it.
Jasmine Crockett says,
stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
But who was Kayla Hamilton?
Tammy, what do you remember the most about Kayla from when she was a little girl?
She was a very happy and energetic child. She loved unconditionally, and she just loved to enjoy, you know, she enjoyed her life. She lived each day to the fullest. She loved going to church. She loved God, and she really cared for animals and the homeless. And she was just herself.
She was just herself.
But there are things that get Democrats very upset, like Democrat Rep. Chuy Garcia this week raging about an ICE officer killing one of his constituents. So there are people whose lives do matter.
As we saw last week, when an ICE officer killed one of my constituents. And I know that the FBI has been involved in that investigation.
Now he's outraged, killed one of his constituents. Now that's not a random dead person. That's one of his constituents. Who was this constituent? It was you know, just a very highly valuable constituent. An illegal alien who, yeah, he was killed by ICE, but not randomly. No, the illegal alien was fleeing arrest when he hit and dragged the ICE agent with his car, forcing the agent to protect his own life by shooting the illegal immigrant, who is, yes, now a random dead person. Folks, the scorn that they have. It's only for you and innocent victims. That's all. Here's Sheriff Jeff Goler from the county that Kayla is from, Kayla Robinson. Thank God, by the way, her bill passed. We got to get it through the Senate, but it will begin to background check these violent illegal immigrants when they show up at our border so we can figure out what criminal we have in our possession. Jeff Goler is the sheriff, and he wanted to point out that the county he is in is the same one Rachel Marin was brutally raped and murdered in. And he has to live with state Democrat sanctuary policies every day.
It's worth noting that Kayla Hamilton and Rachel Morin were both killed in Hartford County, the county that you're the sheriff of. How does that happen?
Well, again, two women brutally murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants, people invited to this country by the prior presidential administration, and they took them up on it. They came and victimized our community, and there's nothing special about our county. That's happening across this country. But in our county, you hear about it because we're not going to let their lives be dismissed so, you know, arrogantly, so insensitively, as we saw from Congresswoman Crockett.
Yeah, and neither...
Again, his agency is the one that had to clean up the mess, catch the guy, investigate the crime scene, which was brutal, send the body to the morgue. You know, the, what was it, Jasmine?
Stop just throwing a random dead person's name on something for your own political expediency.
Yeah, the random dead person.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.